Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 6th of August 2021 is South Park, The Stick of Truth. South Park, The Stick of Truth is a 2014 role-playing video game developed by Obsidian Entertainment in collaboration with South Park Digital Studios and published by Ubisoft. Based on the American adult animated television series South Park, the game follows the new kid, who has moved to the eponymous town and becomes involved in an epic role-play fantasy war involving humans, wizards, and elves, who are fighting for control of the all-powerful Stick of Truth. Their game quickly escalates out of control and brings them into conflict with aliens, Nazi zombies, and gnomes, threatening the entire town with destruction. The game is played from a 2.5D, third-person perspective replicating the aesthetic of the television series. The new kid is able to freely explore the town of South Park, interacting with characters and undertaking quests, and accessing new areas by progressing through the main story. Selecting one of four character archetypes, fighter, thief, mage, and Jew, each offering specific abilities, the new kid and a supporting party of characters use a variety of melee, ranged, and magical fart attacks to combat with their enemies. Development began in 2009 after South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone approached Obsidian about making a role-playing game designed to look exactly like the television series. Parker and Stone were involved throughout the game's production. They wrote its script, consulted on the design, and as in the television program, they voiced many of the characters. The Stick of Truth's production was turbulent, following the bankruptcy of the original publisher, THQ. The rights to the game were acquired by Ubisoft in early 2013, and its release date was postponed several times from its initial date in March 2013 to its eventual release in March 2014, for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. The Stick of Truth was subject to censorship in some regions because of its content, which includes abortions and Nazi imagery. Parker and Stone replaced the scenes with detailed explanations of what occurs in each scene. The game was released to positive reviews, which praised the comedic script, visual style, and faithfulness to the source material. It received criticism for a lack of challenging combat and technical issues that slowed or impeded progress. A sequel, South Park, The Fractured But Whole, was released in October 2017, and The Stick of Truth was re-released in February 2018, for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and on Nintendo Switch in September 2018. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:43 UTC on Friday, the 6th of August 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for South Park, The Stick of Truth. This podcast is produced by Arbulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.